Okay, the story, conceptual. I just looked at the film, The Player. And there's a scene here where this Hollywood guy is discussing with his lady about what a certain film that they chose not to produce because it was missing the most important ingredients, some of them. And then she asks, what is it? And he says, spending, what is that? Action, maybe. Laughter, violence. Hope, warmth, nudity, sex. It's pretty to the point. And a happy ending, first of all, a happy ending. And then she says, how about reality? So I'm thinking my story here. Could we make it Hollywood proof? In other words, actually have these elements there? Maybe. Let's look at it. If I can find my little story notes. Where are my... There we go. The story. And... Master and general concepts. Learn from Hollywood. Why not? I mean, they know how to make things sell. Or, I mean, find an audience. Pragmatic stuff. Oh, so we've got thrill, action, humor, violence. Yeah, I mean, this is cheap, but still. Hope and warmth. So we have here thrill, action, humor, violence, hope, warmth, nudity, sex, happy ending, and reality. So yeah, maybe we can squeeze in these. Maybe I could adjust them a little bit. Mystery. Action. What do they mean with action? Fighting or car chase? And what action has to happen? Something. Humor. Violence, I don't know, conflict. his love. He forgot that. And I think I replace nudity and sex with love because nudity is, of course, about sex, sex attraction. And, I mean, otherwise, you know, you're not very eager just to show ugly and old people nude, right? There should be beautiful young bodies. So that's cheap. But love, and yes, it could include making love, but in the real loving way, okay? I'm quite unimpressed with those general sex scenes thrown into the Hollywood movies. You know, after a certain amount of minutes, there should be a sex scene, maybe even another one, when people have started to get bored, just to keep the whole thing up going. Wake up. But it's, you know, there's a limit to the stereotypes here. So yeah, and happy ending, definitely. And reality, absolutely. I think we pretty much have we've got mystery, we've got interesting action, not just fast action, but deep and dramatic. Maybe I should replace that with drama or something like that. Humor. Yeah. Definitely, I've got it. Conflict, yep, we got it. Hope, definitely. Warmth, oh yeah, we should, and love, we should really work those into this here. And it could be a cold world, shadow world, where everyone really is trying to find warmth and love and hope and all of that, and hope for a happy ending. It's interesting, I mean, to look at Hollywood in that way. I mean, it's just a big factory. Used to be a great factory, exciting, and oh, now pretty bland. Seen better days, but those keywords are interesting and I would say valuable because they're probably genuine, coming from, because this film was made about Hollywood, by Hollywood. So I guess those who write such scripts know to get it right, and because that's what they learn, you know, the writers. You got to have this in, otherwise you won't sell your script. Those are the ones feeling it the most, and of course the executives, the producers, who sit there and have to select script and decide which movies to put the production money into. So yeah, they are very experienced, of course, and experienced in making movies that sell. They know what sells. That's all they care about, really. Yes, of course, they can make some experimental journeys now and then, but they gotta sell, they gotta make ends meet, and they, you know, otherwise they lose their jobs or their company. Yep, so I think that these words are pretty, no, if our story here is filled and saturated with that, whatever story I want to tell, and we can boil it down, I mean, work it all the way down to every little scene, actually, there should be those ingredients there, like when you cook something.